This recording, Louisiana 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse
who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of her medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for cure.
Yeah, a lot of people would say ice box for, like, you would say the refrigerator. I say microwave. Microwave. But it's a microwave. And for the longest, my grandmother used to say Earl instead of oil. And I couldn't pronunciate the word oil until I was like maybe 6 or 7 years old. I could not say it. I would always say Earl. And Earl, like when we go to get food from the store, we say we're going to go make groceries. My grandmother, we used to call her Mama instead of, you know, Grandma. I have people that are from, I know on my dad's side from Spain. From like, and then my mother and them are Irish, French, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I have Italian, but I'm not too sure. Well, I have family members that are Creole. We say y'all a lot too. I will say, how's your mom and him? He said, how's your mom and him? You know, this is just accent how you people are. Say library.
What do you call rings and necklaces, all those?
Jewelry.
Yeah.